十年走过去。
This few, 10 few years we walk past this life.
那么到底为什么要走这一生的道路呢？
Why must we live this life?
在我信主之前的几年里边，我非常挣扎这个问题。
I was, debating this topic a lot before I believed in Christ.
那么那时候我就看到了在我人生前途里边的很多很多的痛苦。
At that time, I saw a lot of pain in my future.
那么我想过，再过几年，我就是我哥哥姐姐的样子。
I thought in a few years I'd be like my brothers and my sisters.
再过几年，我就是我爸爸妈妈的样子。
A few years after that, I am like my parents.
再过几年，我就是爷爷奶奶的样子。
A few years after that, I'm like my grandparents.
再过几年我就没有了。
After that, I'll be gone.
因为我的曾祖父曾母我都没有见过。
Because I haven't seen anything above my grandparents.
但是我见过的这些人。
But everyone that I have seen.
他们的生命，他们的生活都不是我羡慕。
Their life and the way they live isn't much for me to envy.
如果说我的将来就是他们那个样子的话。
If my future is just like theirs.
我说我现在就结束了算了。
Then I will just end my life now.
所以在那个时间，我很多时候，想自杀。
So at that time, I thought about suiciding many times.
因为我不知道为什么活在世界上。
Because I don't know why I live on this earth.
不知道为什么人生要受这么多的苦难。
Because I don't know why we have to go through so much pain.
后来我信主了。
But after I believed in Christ,
我明白了。
I understood.
神怜悯了我。
God, was graceful to me.
这个透过福音使我知道。
Through the gospel, I was understood.
所以这是个福音。
So this is the gospel.
使我们知道什么是福。
To know what is good.
What is blessing.
What is blessed.
然后怎么样去这个蒙福。
And how to be blessed.
那么保罗在这个十五章，不是一章十五节这个地方，他是一个为教会的一个祷告。
In this passage, it is a prayer for the church.
我们知道当时保罗也是在监狱里面。
We know at that time Paul was in prison.
所以他不是为自己的安危在那里向神祷告，主啊，你救我。
Paul wasn't praying for his own anguish, but God to save himself.
他为教会来祷告。
He prayed for the church.
他不是为教会祷告，说神啊，你叫教会的人为我祷告，把我救出去啊。
He didn't pray for the church to pray for him so that he can be saved.
保罗那时候祷告什么？
What did Paul pray for?
祷告什么？
What did he pray for?
他说愿这些神的儿女都能够真知道你的恩惠。
He prayed that they may really know that Jesus Christ's grace.
真知道认识我们的主耶稣基督是谁。
And to really know who Jesus Christ is.
真知道我们这些蒙恩的人在神那里都蒙了什么样的恩典。
And to know what types of blessings us blessed people receive.
哇，他的心里边一定当时被圣灵极大的感动。
At that time, his heart must have been really moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以他写以弗所书的时候。
So when he wrote the book of Ephesians.
我们透过他的写作的这个特点。
Through the specifics of his writing.
他的这个 writing 的 style.
His style of writing.
我们能够感受到他内心中的那种火热。
We can understand the fire in his heart.
那种迫切。
He's desperate.
那个因为刚才我们读了从第三节到第十四节是有十一节的经文。
When we read from chapter 1 from 3 to 14, it was 11 verses.
那么这十一节的经文在原文里边只有一句话。
In these 11 verses, in the original language, is only one sentence.
在希伯来，在这个希腊文里边是一句话。
In ancient Greek, it was just one sentence.
这个主要的句子就是说，就第一句话里边就是说，使你们知道神已经给我们这个赏赐给我们各样天上属灵的福气。
The main topic is that God from above already gave us many types of spiritual blessings.
然后下边都是在说明这个福气。
And then after this is a description of these spiritual blessings.
这个中文里边没有辅句和从句哈，在英文里边就有啊。这个英文你比方说，说一个人下边 who 下边就有一个对这个人的定语的从句，能翻译吗？Yeah, 这是一个英文的 grammar 里边，所以这个英文的句子里边它就有母句和子句 的关系。
Main topic and an explanation of it in English?
希腊文里边更是这样。
In Greek is more like this.
我们所以就把这个句子呢都给它断了。
So we are broken apart these sentences.
那么在这个希腊文它保罗原来的概念里边它是要表达一个概念。
In Greek, he wanted to explain one concept.
就是使我们知道我们是蒙的 何等的福气。
To let us know what blessings that we have received.
所以今天我们在这里向大家再一次报告我们在神面前所蒙的福气。
So today we are here to report to you the blessings that we have received from God.
下个星期我们有人要受洗。
Next week we have baptism Sunday.
使他们知道从受洗的时候开始你的生命里边所蒙的恩到底是怎么样的恩。
And then so that after their baptism, they can understand what types of blessings they'll receive after their baptism.
蒙福人生的开始。
A very blessed life will begin.
那我们从三个点来看这一段经文。
We'll approach this with three points.
那么用时间的进程来看。
According to time.
这是过去现在和将来。
The past, the present, and the future.
这个很多人说我不管将来我也不管过去我就管现在。
A lot of people think that I don't care about the future, I don't care about the past, I just care about the present.
往往这样思想的人是非常迷糊的。
A lot of people who live like this are very confused.
人要走一条路。
People must walk one path.
那么你不可能不知道你的起点在哪里。
So you can't not know where your goal is.
你也不管你的终点在哪里。
You can't not know where your beginning and your goal is.
这个你就中间乱走。
You can't just walk in confusion.
那一定是你走的错路子是不对的。
So your path must be wrong if you do this.
对不起，我再次这样说。
Sorry, I must say this again.
如果那些说我很现实。
If people say that I'm very realistic.
那么这种人是目光短浅。
These people have a very shallow view.
这个 near eyesighted.
Near eyesighted.
很目光短浅，他没有一个大的图画。
They don't have the big picture.
那么神要给我们所做的。
God, what God wants to do for us.
不是我们现在，哎呀，我们求神给我们点小小的好处。
Isn't the little things for now.
而是神把一个伟大恢宏的图画，让神的儿女能够明白。
But God wants our brothers and sisters to understand the big picture.
那么在以弗所书的里面，保罗给我们揭示一个极大的奥秘。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul explained a very big mystery to us.
就是神在创造世界以前的时候。
That before God created the world,
神已经预先定下有那么一批的人要蒙福气。
God already predestined people to be blessed in the future.
所以在这里边就告诉我们，上帝在创世以先的时候，就把很多将来的事情都已经预定好了。
Paul said that God already predestined all of things that will happen in the future.
这件事情我们必须要说明，我们不完全理解。
Right now, we can understand that we don't fully understand this concept.
因为有很多人觉得我们很明白。
Because a lot of people think we understand.
所以在神学里边就产生了预定论。
So in theology, there is the concept of predestination.
那么当这个预定论被非常强调的时候，
When this predestination is very emphasized,
就很多人就觉得我们人生还需要努力吗？
A lot of people think, do we even need to work hard in our life?
这个那么上帝都已经预备好了，那你就等着就行了。
God already predestined it, all you have to do is wait.
其实不是。
But truly it's not like this.
这个有一点像什么呢？
Well, this is a bit like what?
好，接下来的这一段是我的解释。
This is my explanation of it.
我的解释不是绝对的真理。
My explanation is not definitely the truth.
所以你可以接受，也可以不接受。
You can accept this or you don't have to accept.
那么我只能告诉大家，这是我的解释。
This is just my explanation.
神的预定。
God's predestination.
在这里我们就说啊，说就如神从创世以先，在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
What verse is it?
4.
So in verse 4 it says, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
那么他在创世以先他就拣选了我们。
Before creation he already predestined us.
那么这个在很多人的解读里面就变成了一个神在创造以先的时候就早就知道张三李四，所以呢就早就预先定下他们得救了。
A lot of people when they read this Bible verse they think before creation God already picked out this person and that person to be saved.
我不是这样理解。
I don't understand it like this.
我认为神的确要拣选一批人。
I believe that God did predestine a bunch of people.
那么这一批人就是我们这些在已经信耶稣的这些人。
And these people are those who have believed in Christ.
但是神所预先所拣选的。
But what God predestined.
并不是哪一个具体的人。
Isn't a specific person.
因为如果是这样的话，
If it's like this,
那么神学里边就产生出来了另外一个神学。
Then there is a new theology inside theology.
那么就是神离弃。
is that God abandons.
那么也神离弃就神不要你了。
That he doesn't want you anymore. He rejects you.
所以上帝 select some people, choose some people, reject some people. 其实不是这样。
But God is not like this.
所以神预先所预定的。
What God predestined
是一个拣选的方法。
Is a way of salvation.
是一个method of choosing.
Is a method of choosing.
是一个拣选的方法，而不是那些神在以前就早就说了谁谁谁得救，谁谁谁不得救。
Isn't before creation God chose specific people to be saved and specific people not to be saved?
这个有点像什么呢？有点像一个大家庭的孩子。
This is a bit like a family of a lot of children.
那么这个父母呢？就为孩子预备了将来受教育所需要的钱。
This is like parents who prepared their money for the future education of their children.
那么这个时候呢，这个主人就说，我家里有一个很大的产业。
The parents might say that I have a big inheritance for my kids.
那么将来这些孩子们呢，都可以去受很好的教育。
These kids in the future can have a very good education.
那么凡是上完了这些教育，通过最后考试的。
Those kids who were able to go through this education and pass the test,
就有资格来分享我的产业。
Have the right to inherit my inheritance.
那么，如果他没有学习完，没有通过这个考试的，他就不能分享我的产业。
If they were unable to pass the test and fulfill their education, they were unable to inherit my inheritance.
所以呢，这个父亲就为他的孩子预备了一个受教育的整个过程。
So the father has prepared a way of education and testing.
预定了所有的老师所顶的课程都已经预定好了。
He already prepared all the teachers and the curriculum for their kids.
然后就决定谁通过最后的考试，谁就可以来继承我的产业。
Whoever passed the test can then inherit his inheritance.
请问这里边有没有预定？
Is there any predestination in this plan?
有预定。
There is.
那么有没有预定哪一个人？
Did they predestine certain people?
没有。这里边只是每一个人在这里边都要按照神的预定来完成他自己应该完成的他的工作。
He only predestined the way and method of choosing these people.
那么完成的就选上了。
People who can complete will be chosen.
那么没有完成的他就选不上。
Whoever hasn't completed this will be unable to be chosen.
所以神所预定的是什么呢？
So what did God predestine?
就是在耶稣基督里。
Is that in Christ?
所以凡是在耶稣基督里的。
So those who are in Christ.
谦卑认罪悔改的
humble and repent the sins
认耶稣基督是他的主
will acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord
接受神要借着耶稣基督在圣灵里边给我们帮助的这些人
and accepting the help through the Holy Spirit into our lives
那么这些人就选上
these people will be chosen
那些拒绝耶稣基督的
those who reject our Lord Jesus Christ
不肯认罪悔改的
and those who are unable to repent
那么这些就选不上
these people will not be chosen
那么因此在这里神所预定的的确是有一批人
therefore God did definitely predestine a bunch of people
那么这一批人是他们透过自己的努力来能够被选上。
So these people, through the belief and through their own changing, are able to be chosen.
但是这一批人必须知道，这一个标准，蒙拣选这个标准，不是人自己设定的。
People must know that this
这个
standard of being chosen isn't chosen by ourselves.
It's not been set up by people. 那么这一个 standard 是 been set up by him.
This standard is set up by God.
而且这个早就在创世以先的时候都已经预备好了。
This standard was already predestined before the creation.
这个就好像我们刚才讲到的，就是说孩子还没出生之前的时候，父母早就把这个东西都设计好了。
This is a bit like before the baby was even born, the parents already prepared for this.
那么凡是透过这个过程，最后这个透能够完成他的工作的。
And those who are able to complete their works,
他就要白白的来承受。这个父亲给他预备的产业
They were able to accept this inheritance
这个产业不是他自己努力做工所得来的
This inheritance isn't because of what he did through his works
而是他符合了这一个继承产业的这个父亲所定的那个标准
But he completed the standard that his father made for him
所以神 在创世以前预定在耶稣基督里拣选一批人。
So before creation, God already predestined that through Jesus Christ, He would choose a group of people.
那么这一批人首先先要达到一个目的。
Firstly, these people must fulfill a purpose.
就是使他们成为圣洁，没有一点的瑕疵。
So that they may be, is that they may be holy.
那么，就是说，在我们的生命里边是要完全成为无罪的。
Is that in our life we must be completely sinless?
因为只有这样的情况，我们才能够将来进到神给我们预备的产业里边去，来承受他的产业与神同在。
Only after this were we able to accept God's inheritance and to be with Him in the future.
然后我们在耶稣基督里要得着儿子的名分。
And that in Christ we might accept be adopted into sonship.
那么在亚当里面。我们本来就是神的儿子。
In Adam, we are originally already God's children.
可是当我们犯罪的时候
But after we sin,
神说你犯罪的日子必定死。
He said, after you sin, you must die.
在我们中国的法律里面
In our Chinese law,
有一个名词我不知道这个用英文怎么翻译叫做剥夺政治权利。
There is a name that is called to take political power.
你的 political right.
To have political rights.
Yeah, to take away your political right.
To take away your political rights.
这个判多少年徒刑和多少年拿去你的政治权利不一样。
To have a certain amount of sentence and to take away your political rights is different.
那么往往在判死刑的时候
When you have a life sentence,
那么就是剥夺你的政治权利终身
is to take away your political rights for life.
那么就是你一生再也没有你的政治权利了
is that in your life you'll never have political rights again.
也就是说你不再是有权利在国家里边享受这个政府给你的任何的保护
You'll never be able to have the, any privileges that a citizen may have.
那么这个叫做死刑。
This is called a life sentence.
那么当上帝说你吃的日子必定死的时候
When God said that once you sin, you will die.
那么那个时候就失去了我们在上帝的国家在上帝的里面的任何政治权利。
That means that you lose all political rights in the eyes of God.
那么当然其中包含着就是我们继承产业天国的产业的权利。
And of course, this includes losing the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
那么这一个权利的失去
，the loss of this right，
叫做儿子名分的失去
，is losing the right of sonship.
那么因此他就不能再继承产业。
Therefore, he can no longer inherit the inheritance.
那么这件事情因着神的爱
，this through God's love。
要在耶稣基督里边要重新再恢复过来。
This will be renewed through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不是透过我们人多样的努力。
Isn't through any of the works of people.
而是透过我们的悔改。
But it is through our repentance.
相信耶稣基督。
Through believing our Lord Jesus Christ.
就白白的算我们为无罪。
And He will count us sinless.
这个 for free.
For free.
然后把儿子的名分给我们
and to adopt us into sonship
那么把儿子的名分给了我们以后
after adopting us into sonship
我们就讲到未来的事情了
we must think of the future
那么因为神已经在天上为我们预备了永远在天上的基业
because God has already prepared for us an eternal inheritance in the kingdom of God
那么这个是我们这个生命结束以后要继续而且是永远要发生的事情
It is after this life ends and it is an eternity for the future
所以我刚才说了一件事
Before I mentioned one thing
人能够帮助我们的
People can help us
都在今生
Is all now In this life
神所给我们的
What God has given us
是人所解决不了的事情
Is things that people cannot solve
所以我们刚才讲到解决我们的罪的问题
Before we talked about to resolve the problem of sin
人是解决不了的
People can't resolve that
用经济解决不了。
You can't solve it with money.
你用政治也解决不了。
You can't solve it with politics.
你用教育也解决不了。
You can't solve it with education.
甚至用惩罚、监狱也解决不了。
You can't even solve it with punishment and jail.
所以神以他儿子自己的生命来解决我们的罪的问题。
He solved this problem through his own son's life.
所以今天我们守圣餐就是为了纪念这件事情。
So today we partake in communion to remember this.
那么拿去我们的罪
and to take away our sin
是为要恢复我们与神的关系。
Is to restore the relationship with God.
也就是说，如果在这个世界上人犯了罪了
is that if we sin in this life,
怎么办
what to do?
抓到监狱里头去。
We must be taken into prison.
那么我们就里边和外边的关系就断了。
Then the relationship between the inside and the outside is broken.
所以要把里边和外边重新合在一起。
And in order for the inside and outside to become restored,
不是外边到里面去。
Isn't for the outside people to go into prison.
而是从把里面的要叫他出来。
But to save the people from inside to outside.
那么怎么样能够从里边让他出来呢
？How can we save these people from prison?
在法律上就是说。必须要宣布他无罪，他才能够出来。
We must see them as sinless according to the law.
所以，称义这件事情，称义叫 justified,
to be justified.、
哎、这个称义这件事情，就是把我们从监狱里边能够释放出来。
To be justified is to be able to let us out of prison.
有很多人不大明白这个概念。
A lot of people don't understand this concept.
有很多人不愿意信耶稣。
A lot of people don't want to believe in Christ.
因为信了耶稣以后有太多的限制。
Because there are a lot of restrictions to when you become a Christian.
其实错了。
But this is wrong.
这个信耶稣乃是让我们得着自由。
It is to believe in Christ is to achieve freedom.
那么这个自由不是说你信了耶稣以后你可为所欲为了。
This freedom isn't to do whatever you want after you become a Christian.
这个自由是指的我们被定罪的地位，在监狱里的地位被释放出来，得到这个自由的。
This freedom is when before you were prison, but now you are released from prison.
那么任何一个人都不可能是放纵性、完全不受约束的那种自由，那是不可能的。
No one can be fully free to do whatever they want.
所以一个这个罪犯从监狱里边被释放
，A prisoner to be released from jail.
他是不是得了自由了
？Did he receive freedom？
是不是？他释放了，是不是他可以为所欲为了
？When he became free after prison, isn't he free to do whatever？
是不是
？Is this correct？
不是。
No。
那么他从监狱里边得了释放，到底他自由了还是没自由啊
？After he was released from prison, did he receive freedom or not？
他自由了。
He did receive freedom。
所以我们在这里要讲到这个自由的概念呢。
To understand this concept of freedom,
我们说自由的概念是你习惯于被真理约束。
This concept of freedom is to get used to the restrictions of truth,
而不是你为所欲为。
Isn't just to do whatever you want.
所以我们在耶稣基督里罪得了赦免，我们不再被定罪的地位上的时候。
And through Jesus Christ, we are no longer sinful people.
那么我们就在神面前得了一个权柄。
We have an authority in front of God.
就好像恢复你的政治权利。
It's like restoring your political rights.
那么这个在圣经里边叫做给我们得着儿子的名分。
In the Bible it says we have been adopted into sonship.
然后让我们走完这一生路程的时候。
And that when we finish this life.
然后我们可以有权利到他那里去继承永远天上的产业。
And that at the end of this life, we have the right to inherit God's inheritance for eternity.
很多人听这个东西的时候，觉得哎呀，那个太空太遥远，我不要。
A lot of people think that this is very far away. They don't need to think about it.
其实时间过得很快的。
But time passes very quickly.
其实那个东西是很重要、很关键。
But it is a very crucial thing.
其实我们今天在这个世界上。
But today on this earth,
谁有把握知道你在这个地方能活多少年
？Who will know how long they will stay on this earth for？
有很多说，有一件事我肯定知道。
Some people say that there's one thing I definitely know.
就是明天早晨太阳一定会升起。
The sun tomorrow morning will definitely rise.
但是我在这里告诉大家
，But I tell everyone today，
有一天太阳将不再升起。
There will be one day where the sun will not rise.
这个因为在启示录里边告诉我们
，Because in Revelations it tells us，
当白色大宝座审判的那一天
，On the day of the judgment，
天地都不在了。
There will be no earth.
天地 no heaven,
no,
不是 no heaven, 这个 no sky, no earth. 所以这一切事情都要结束。
Everything will end.
然后它要有一个新的开始。
And there will be a new beginning.
任何一个有智慧的人
Anyone who is wise,
都懂得为他前面的道路来做好准备。
Who will understand to prepare for the future.
如果你只懂得享受今天而不懂得为将来做准备的人
If you only understand to prepare for today but not the future
这就是最笨的人之一
This is the most stupid person
所以他们不懂得为将来做准备到了事情来的时候他就没法面对
Because they don't know how to prepare for the future when things come they don't know how to face them
但是明天会是怎么样
But what will tomorrow be like?
谁有这个资格来告诉你呢
Who has the right to tell you this?
那我们说就是掌管明天的那一位。
It is the one who controls tomorrow.
所以谁是掌管明天的那一位呢
Who controls tomorrow?
咱们中国人有一句话。
Us Chinese people have one saying.
我相信每次我说这个话的时候翻译就很紧张。其实我也是在提醒他紧张一点啊万一翻译不出来没关系。我们可以想办法大家帮他翻译啊。中国人有一句话叫做很多事情是不以人的意志为转移的。
Chinese people have a saying that. Okay, say it again.
事情的发展啊，不以人的意志为转移。
It is things don't always develop the way people perceive it to.
好，因此呢，它不是根据你，不是根据他，而是根据那一位。掌管天地万物的那一位神，他来命定将来是怎么样。
The future doesn't follow you or follow somebody else, but follows God who determines what happens tomorrow.
因此，什么样的人是蒙福的人呢
？So who will be blessed?
在这里说，保罗是祷告说，你真知道他。
Paul prays for you to really know him.
也就是说，当你真知道他的时候
，Is that when you really know him?
知道他谁呀、啊？
Who is him?
知道他是掌管未来的那一位。
To understand that he is the one who controls tomorrow.
然后你真知道他的目的是为了真正的去听从他。
And when you really know his purpose and obey him.
然后这样才能成为使你在未来的时候成为蒙福的人。
And through this method, you are able to be blessed in the future.
所以这个是神早在创世以前为世界上的每一个人所预备的福气。
This is what God predestined for us before creation, the blessing that He gave us.
也就是在我们犯罪软弱的时候
Is that when we are weak and we are sinful,
神不但为我们准备了耶稣基督做我们的救赎
God didn't only prepare for God, Jesus Christ to be our salvation.
神还给我们预备了永远的天上的家乡
God also predestined a future and home for us.
那么使我们在走完这一生路程的时候有一个美好的归属
So that when we finish this life that we have a home.
但是不是每一个人都一定会到那里去
It's not everybody who can get to that destination.
那么什么人能够到那里去呢
What people can get there?
那么就是在耶稣基督里的。
Those who are in Christ can be there.
这是神所预定的方法。
God has predestined this method.
这个下一个星期我们要受洗。
Next week there will be a baptism Sunday.
洗礼表示我们与基督的立约。
This baptism represents a covenant we made with Jesus Christ.
其实这个约神早已经给我们立好了。
But this covenant God has already made a long time ago.
那么我们借着洗礼是表示我们在这一个约的上面我们认同接受这个约。
Through baptism, we agree and partake in this covenant.
我们说在世界上立约就是你在这个纸上签一个字或者按一个手印。
On this earth, to partake in a covenant is you sign it or you put a fingerprint on it.
那么在我们跟基督的立约的上面的回应
The covenant that we make with Jesus Christ
就是我们受洗
It is through baptism.
那么是神所应许给我们的这一些的福分
For us to receive the blessing that God has given to us.
因着我们的信而顺服来临到我们
through our belief and our obedience, we can receive this.
所以我们现在了解过去
So now we understand the past.
就是神在创世以先的时候已经 定下了这些美好的旨意。
That before creation, God already predestined all of this.
那么，所以我们现在知道将来。
And now we know the future.
神用他自己的信实和大能，已经为我们预备了我们的归属。
Through God's authority, He already prepared our future inheritance.
那么，现在我们回到现实。
And now we come back to the present.
神要叫我们今天要改变一个状态。
God wants us to be in a state of change.
这个我们看一章十三节。
We look at chapter 1 verse 13.
就是你们既听见了真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
然后说第十四节说，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神子民被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
因此我们现在做什么呢?
Therefore, what are we to do now?
现在让我们听见福音。
Let now we must listen to the gospel.
然后让我们因着信福音而生命得救。
And through belief of the gospel, we are to be saved.
那么在我们生命得救的时候，
And that when we are saved,
神应许下他的圣灵住在我们的里面。
That God will give us His promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们再一次强调一件事情。
So we once again emphasize.
今天我们来教会做什么？
Today we come to church for what?
我们要明白听懂他的福音。
We must understand and know His gospel.
那么听懂福音是一个过程，不是目的。
To understand the gospel is a process, not a goal.
目的是什么呢?
What is the goal?
是我们能够因着福音信而得救。
The goal is that through the gospel we believe and are saved.
耶稣在世的时候曾经有一个非常有社会地位的老年人。
Once when Christ was on earth, there was a very, high-positioned old man.
这个他也应该是有良好的教育。He had received very good education before. 他受过良好的教育。这人夜间来找耶稣。
This man came to find Jesus at night.
大家都已经知道我大概想说谁了。
People must already know who I'm talking about.
那么这位被称为尼哥底母的老人。
This old man called Nicodemus.
那么他是一个法利赛人。
He is a Pharisee.
那么他是有相当社会地位，受过良好教育的人。
He is a man who has received pretty good education and a very high position.
他来找耶稣。
He came to seek after Jesus Christ.
我们相信这件事情一定发生在耶路撒冷。
We believe this must have happened in Jerusalem.
这个耶稣是哪里人？
What type of person is Jesus?
耶稣是加利利的拿撒勒人。
He is a Nazarene.
所以在中国话来说，是山东的水泊梁山上的人。
So in Chinese, he's
这个山东 province， 水泊梁山就可以了。
水泊梁山，
大家如果看过《水浒传》，就知道水泊梁山是在哪里。
Those who have seen《水浒传》will know this place.
因为那是落草为寇的地方。
Because those are people who are peasants.
然后这个大概三十来岁的浪子燕青去了北京了。
And the 30-year-old man called 浪子燕青 went to the capital city.
然后北京的一个高级官员来找他谈话。
And a very high-position general came to talk to him.
大概当时的秀才、状元之类的人。来找这个燕青来谈话。
This very high position man came to look for Yan Qing.
你就大概能够 picture， 大概能够想象一个图画，对不对
？Yeah, you can picture this scenario with Jesus.
那么，这个尼哥底母为什么来找耶稣呢
？Why did Nicodemus go to find Jesus？
他自己说，他说因为我看到你做的这些事儿，一定有神与你同在。如果神不与你同在，你不可能做出这么多事儿来。
Because Nicodemus recognized that God must be with Jesus for him to complete his works.
然后他找耶稣来，想要干嘛呢
？What did he want to do？When he found Jesus.
我相信当时的犹大非常混乱。
I believe at that time, Judah was in a very messy state.
那么他们在罗马的统治之下做亡国奴。
They were under the commandment of Rome.
所以他们想要找出一个救他们国家的一个出路。
They want to find someone who can save them from this Roman Empire.
所以他就问耶稣说：“他说，哎呀，你是这个从神来的，你当老师的，你告诉我们，我们国家民族的出路在哪里？”
So he was looking for a way to save his country through the person who's been chosen through God.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，你若不重生，就不能进神的国。”
Jesus Christ told Nicodemus that if you do not live a new life, you will never be able to go to the kingdom of God.
所以耶稣来不是要解决世界的国家的问题。
So Jesus didn't come to earth to solve the problems on earth.
而是他要我们每一个个体的生命，在他救赎的恩典当中，能够得着重生圣灵。进入到他的里面。
But he wants every individual one of us to receive the new life through him and into salvation.
其实，如果这件事情发生，
But if this happens,
也就是说，每一个个体的生命能够得救的话，
is that if every single one of us are able to be saved,
他的政治问题就最后就解决了。
Truly, the political problems will be solved.
对吗？
Is this
政治问题为什么解决不了？
Why are the political problems unable to be solved?
其实是人的问题解决不了吗？
It is a problem between people.
如果人的问题解决了，那政治问题自然就解决了。
If the problem in people are solved, then the political problem will also be solved.
人类社会所有的问题，
Everything that happens among the humans,
都是人的问题，对不对？
Are all problems within the humans.
所以我们常常把眼光放在一个制度的上面。
So we often look at one, a concept of a problem.
其实不是那个 structure, 那个 political structure, 而是这个组织成每个社会里边的每一个人。
It isn't the structure of the problem that is the problem. It is individual people that make up this problem.
所以神要解决我们的问题。
So God wants to solve our problems.
透过什么方法解决呢？
Through what method?
改变每一个个体的生命。
Through changing each and individual person.
所以保罗在这里说。
So Paul said here.
说你们听见福音真理的道了。
So those who hear the gospel and the truth.
因此对我们的教会就有两件事情。
There are two things in our church.
第一，就是必须有传道的人了。
You must have a pastor.
这个保罗说的，如果没有传道的人，人怎么能听见？不听见怎么能够信呢？
Through a pastor, you must, only through a pastor that you can hear the gospel. How can you believe the gospel without hearing first?
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们的教会能够成为一个传福音的教会啊。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that we can be a church who preaches the gospel.
那么如果我们要去传福音，
So if we were to evangelize,
那么如果你自己连福音是什么都不知道，你怎么去传呢？
If you don't even know what the gospel is, how are you able to preach it?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么开这么多查经班，让大家来学习，来学习，来学习？
So brothers and sisters, why do we open so many Bible studies for us to learn?
就是让我们能够明白知道。
So that we may understand and know.
我们自己得着。
Is that we are saved.
然后我们才能出去传嘛。
And then we can go out and preach.
那么另外一件事要做的。
And another thing we must do.
也是刚才我们讲的，就是你自己要得着。
Is that we must be saved ourselves.
所以有传的，那必须得有信的嘛。
You have to believe in able to preach.
所以要对这件事情有一个正常合理的回应。
So that you must have a reflection of your belief.
使我们因着信来得着神所预先决定要给我们的那些福分。
And through belief that we can receive the blessings that he has predestined for us.
所以现在我们就想，神在这里透过保罗所讲的这个经文啊，神给我们有什么样的福气呢？
Through this Bible verse that Paul has written, what type of blessings has God given us?
其实这里说许多属灵的福气。
Here it says many different types of spiritual blessings.
很多人一提到属灵的福气，就好像成了属灵的福气了。
A lot of people who think spiritual blessings are, yeah.
这个中国人的 zero 和 spirit 是发音完全一样的。人家就觉得，哎呀，这些属灵的福气都是属灵的，所以呢，就不是很现实的。
So a lot of people think that spiritual blessings are unrealistic and untouchable.
但是主耶稣说的。
But Jesus Christ said.
叫人活的乃是灵。
What causes people to live is their spirit.
肉体是没有多大益处的。
The flesh doesn't have much use.
但是因为我们对于灵的本质不认识
But because we don't know the purpose of the spirit
这个
understand what the spirit is for
结果我们就把我们的眼光只注意到我们那些属物质属肉体的东西上面去了
Therefore we only focus on materialistic things
这个佛教里边讲一句话我觉得讲的是对的
In Buddhism there is something that I agree with
你的灵才是你的真我
That your spirit is your true self.
那么这个物质的只是一个皮囊，只是一个假我。
This materialistic and flesh is only an outside image.
所以属灵的福气，也就是灵性灵的福气。
The spiritual blessing is.
那才是真的你所需要蒙的真的福气。
It is the real blessing that the real you needs.
那么这个真的福气，真的你得着了。
With this, if you receive this real blessing,
那么随之而来其他的福气都在这个基础上来临到我们了。
The other blessings will all come naturally with this.
弟兄姊妹要知道
Brothers and sisters, you must know.
这个灵的福气是不可能来自于物质的世界上的那些东西。
These spiritual blessings will never come from materialistic things.
有很多人理直气壮地说我信科学。
A lot of people confidently say, I believe in science.
科学很好。
Science is very good.
但是它会给你带来属物质上的一些方便。
It would only bring you conveniences of materialistic things.
但是它解决的问题不是你的灵的问题。
But it doesn't solve the problem of spiritual.
所以我们要分开信仰跟科学，它面对解决的是不同层面的问题的。
So we must understand that spiritual blessings and science solve different things.
所以我们不要把它们混而一谈。
So don't mix them up into one thing.
真正的信仰并不反对真正的科学。
True religion doesn't.
True faith
doesn't reject science.
Doesn't against the true science, right? 所以这个两个是不矛盾。
So these two things are not in conflict.
但是灵重要还是物质重要呢？
But is spiritual more important or is the materialistic things more important?
当然是灵重要。
Of course the spirit is more important.
所以现在我们把这个稍微总结下来看我们在灵里面神给我们的是怎样的福分呢?
So in summary, what type of blessings does he give to us?
其实这一些的福分最后只有一个福分。
But amongst all these blessings, there is one main blessing.
那就是我们将来要回家。
Is that in the future we will return home?
那么在要回家的这件事情上面
And that through returning home
就有很多事情要做
There are many things we must do
第一件最重要的事情
The first most important thing
也是人解决不了的事情
Is also something that people cannot solve
是我们的罪要得到解决
Is that our sin must be resolved
所以神已经在福音里的耶稣基督里边给我们解决了
And through the gospel God already solved this problem
那么这时候本乎恩也因着信是 based on his grace and also by our faith 所以这一个恩是已经做好了
the, faith is, the grace has already been completed
现在就是要叫我们信
and now we just must believe
所以这个信的回应的里面
so believing the reflection of believing
然后神要除去我们的罪
God will take away our sin
然后把我们算为完全的
And to be seen, and for us to be seen as completely righteous.
所以这是第一个要解决的问题。
This is the first problem that must be solved.
那么第二个问题就是借着罪的解决，然后恢复我们儿子的名分。
Is that through believing in Christ we must adopt into sonship?
Restore 这个 adopted sonship.
Restore our adopted sonship.
那么就是使我们能够跟神之间可以恢复那个关系了。
So that we may restore our relationship with God.
这个是给我们什么呢
？What does this give us?
给我们人权。
This gives us an authority.
这个 human right.
A human right.
不是世界上的 human right， 是在上帝面前我们的 human right.
It is a human right before God.
是神起初创造我们的时候所应许给我们的那个 human right.
It is the human right that he gave us when he created this world.
那么有了这个 human right， 我们才能够继承将来的产业。
And through this human right, through this rite, we are able to inherit the future inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，我们应不应该为他去努力呢？
Brothers and sisters, should we work for this?
有什么东西比这个东西在我们的生命里边是更加重要、更加现实呢？
What is more important and more real than this?
什么叫做现实啊？
What is real?
与将来连在一起的那个东西，那个才叫现实啊。
What is related into the future? That is what is real for us now.
如果跟将来没有连接的那个现实，那是不现实的。
If it has nothing to do with the future, then it is not real for us now.
所以神给我们恢复了这个儿子的名分。
So God has restored our sonship.
然后是借着这个福音，从圣灵因着信来重生我们。
And through the gospel and the Holy Spirit, we are able to start a new life.
然后在这一段圣经里边没有提到的一件事情。
And through this, in this Bible verse, it didn't mention one.
就是我们得着罪已经赦免了。得着重生的生命了，恢复了这个名分了，怎么样呢？
What happens after we have received the gospel, we have lived a new life and repented our sins?
我们在神面前已经成了蒙福的人了。
Is that we have already become blessed people?
但是我们要完成这一生的路程。
But we must finish this life.
这一生的路程要做成一件事情。
We must complete one thing in this life.
就是把我们的生命操练的成熟。
Is to mature and train our life.
使我们的生命能够值得将来有一天到那里去生活的。
So that one day we are capable and worthy of going there.
所以我们就知道我们这一生要追求的是什么了。
So we know that what our goal is for life.
就好像刚才我们讲到的，那一个父亲已经把他给孩子计划的这一切都已经告诉这个孩子了。
It's just like in the analogy before, the father has already told him his whole plans.
然后接下来就是看这个孩子，第一，他能不能够明白。
The first is if the child is able to understand or not.
然后他明白了以后，他要不要去做。
And after understanding, is he able to do this?
最后的结果怎么样？
And what is the ending result?
不是取决于父亲给他的计划。
Isn't receiving what the father
plans? It's not depends on how the father to plan his life. Depends on how he responds, 他的 effort put in. 所以今天我们把这个福分按照圣经来报给大家。
So today we have reported this blessing through the Bible to you guys.
然后接下来是我们信还是不信。
And the rest is deciding whether we believe or not.
然后我们信了以后，我们是照着去努力，还是把它放在一边不管它。
And then after believing, do we work at this or do we put it at the side?
这个圣经里边有一句话很可怕。
There is one verse, one saying in the Bible that's very terrifying.
说审判要从哪里起手？
Where does the judgment begin?
从神的家里边起手。
It begins in the house of the Lord.
也就是说，神的审判要从教会开始。
God's judgment will begin in the church.
我们常常以为这个审判和最后神审判罪恶的白色大宝座的审判是一样的审判，不是。
We often confuse this judgment to be the same as the ending judgment.
审判从神的家起手是什么意思？
What does this mean that judgment begins in the church?
主耶稣再来的时候，
When Jesus Christ will come again,
这个在白色大宝座的审判还没有发生之前，
Before the ending judgment occurs,
圣徒要被提。就是 God will take away 这些 saints 这些
The saints will be taken up to heaven.
Yeah, 这是第一件事情。
This is the first thing.
那么当这件事情发生的时候，
Once this happens,
有一个很令人恐怖的事。
There is a very terrifying thing.
这是主耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus Christ said.
他说取去一个撇下一个。
He said I will take one and leave one.
因为蒙召的多选上的少。
Because those who have been chosen are few and those who have been left behind are many.
也就是进到教会里面来的人。
It's the saying that people who come to church
不一定都能到他那里去。
Is that not all of them may go to him.
所以审判也就是判断这个 judge 先从神的家开始。
So judge will first begin in the church.
那么也就是说，先从教会里边来看，哪些是提上去的，哪些是提不上去的。
So so it will be chosen through the church. Who will be chosen and who will not be chosen?
所以到了时候，但愿那个时候我们不是被留下。
So we hope that everyone here will not be left here.
那么我们要被提去。
For us who want to be taken.
没有第二个可，没有其他路好走。
There will not be another path.
真诚相信。
But to believe.
真心悔改。
And to repent.
全心按照他的旨意去行。
And to do His will fully.
那么神在我们身上要求的就是这个。
God, conditions us like this.
所以我们这里说神已经把圣灵放在我们的心里。
He said God already promised us and given us the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵要帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
愿我们在神面前有一颗顺服的心。
So that we may have an obedient heart before God.
是神所应许的一切的福气。
So that all the blessings that God is to give us.
都临到我们每一个人。
So that we can receive them all.
将来我们没有一个是留下的。
So that we may not be left behind.
愿神赐福给大家。